More now on these reconstruction contracts. The European Union's foreign policy chief today joined critics of the U.S. policy to bar nations that opposed the war in Iraq from bidding on contracts. Javier Solana said the move was fundamentally unfair because these countries are also being asked for help in post-war Iraq. The decision, reaffirmed this week, has angered France, Germany, Canada, and Russia, all among the excluded. But the Bush administration says the policy stands. Earlier, I discussed the issue with the executive editor of the Weekly Standard, Fred Barnes. Fred, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
The UN, the European Union, France, Germany all say the U.S. should reverse this decision. You're saying the Bush administration should stick with what it's done. Why is that?
Well, I think it's a common sense decision. It's not retaliation. And remember, countries like France, Germany, and Russia opposed American policy in Iraq going back to the Clinton administration. They opposed the war in Iraq. They have done no reconstruction in Iraq since the war ended. They offered no money at the Madrid conference a few months ago where $13 billion was collected or at least pledged for reconstruction. So they've done nothing but oppose the U.S. They are free to operate commercially in Iraq today. There are other contracts where they will be able to bid for, but it's just these that are financed by the American taxpayers that they're being made ineligible for. It makes sense to me.
Wouldn't it be a better deal for the American taxpayers to get more competitive bidders in working on these contracts and maybe come up with a lower cost through competition?
Well, you do have 60 countries that are eligible to bid. I think there'll be plenty of competition. You don't necessarily need France, Germany, and Russia to bid. So I think there'll be lots of competition.
The Europeans say they're going to take this to the World Trade Organization, to any other forum they can find. They say there may be something illegal here.
Yeah, I doubt it. The president sneered at that yesterday, of course, saying, well, he'd have to check with his lawyer. If they go to the World Trade Organization, well, maybe they'll get a decision in a couple years. In the meantime, there will be contracts awarded with American taxpayers' money, but there are other contracts. That $13 billion pledged in Madrid. They can apply for those contracts. They can compete for those. And they're free particularly to invest in Iraqi firms and to operate commercially right now in Iraq. I know Procter & Gamble, an American company, has become heavily involved in spreading its products and selling them in Iraq. French, Russian, German companies can do the same thing.
Former Secretary of State James Baker is leaving for Europe next week to ask some of these same countries, Germany, France, and Russia in particular, to restructure or indeed give up some of the $125 billion in foreign debt that Iraq owes them. Maybe he would like to be able to offer contract bids to them as a kind of a deal to get them to give up on this debt question.
I think that's exactly what he'll do. He'll say, if you forgive some of the debt that Iraq owes you, money they lent to Saddam Hussein, by the way, that then they will become eligible. The White House has already hinted at that. But you know, obviously in Jim Baker's case, the announcement that France, Germany, and Russia were not eligible for these contracts does make his task more difficult. The timing is very awkward.
The editor of your publication, The Weekly Standard, William Crystal, has written very critically of this decision, calls it a blunder, should be reversed. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like this is something that is cutting across party lines.
Oh, I think very much so. Bill Frist, the Republican majority leader in the Senate, has complained that this is a bad policy and that something should be done to change it. And indeed, I don't think the White House initially had planned to say these countries forgive some of the Iraqi debt, then they would be eligible for these contracts. But now they're sort of forced into that position. So they have weakened a bit.
Fred Barnes, executive editor of The Weekly Standard. Thank you, Fred.
Enjoyed it.